praise him and glorify him. But just like the shepherds, when we go back out into the world, when we step back through these doors, we need to continue to glorify him, to lift up his name, to lift people up with his name. Amen. It's what he came to do, was to save us. Oh, come all ye faithful. Let's sing to him. Forgiveness, your redeeming power that you've brought to us, that we are free because of you. Here I am to worship. Let's sing it. Bye. He gave us everything that we needed to be reconciled with the Father. And what it took was everything that Jesus was. There was no other sacrifice whose blood was worthy, whose blood was powerful enough to eradicate sin. But Jesus was. And he gave his all. Amen. Sing that this morning. All he was.
He said that He revealed the face of God. That's why the crowds responded to His power and love. The sick were healed and blind could see. The lame made whole, possessed set free. Yet they took Him and nailed to a cross. But He prevailed over death and conquered all. 'Cause He's the maker of the universe, the master of the stars, the voice of boundless power and everlasting love. Since the foundations of the world were laid beyond the bounds of time, He rules as everlasting Lord of all. Yet He surrendered all He was to bring good news to the afflicted and peace for the broken. There's freedom for captives, the favor of God. There's joy now for mourning and strength for the weary. He's made us the righteousness of God. He's still the
prepared in me.
to the world. Praise God. And joy. Joy to us that have come to know his salvation. If we're filled up with joy and that spills out onto those who don't know him yet, then they can know him too. But if we are walking around allowing the enemy to lie to us so that we are in a place of depression, a place of condemnation, the message will not be heard. Because his message is of joy. It is of love. So if anything that you're hearing in your ears, and I'm talking about your spiritual ears, if it's not a message of hope and a message of love, of how much God loves you, how pleased he is that you are his son or his daughter, you must take those words and let them fall to the ground. Because if they're telling you that you're falling short, that you're not enough, that you haven't accomplished anything for God, it's a lie. It's a lie from the pit of hell. The devil is scared. He is scared of what God's people can do. That's why he is constantly accusing the brethren. But today I say, let those accusations fall. It is not the truth. The truth is, Jesus loves you. Jesus died for you. And you are precious in his sight. And he wants more for you than you can dream. He wants more for those that you love than you can ever do for them. Trust him with everything. And glorify his name. Because it's in his name that everything changes. Let's sing it, your great name.
Your great name.
worship the name of Jesus. We bow before Jesus. There is no other name but Jesus.
So don't for one second believe it when the world tries to say, oh, that God thing, that's just a bunch of bunk. That's for weak people who need something to lean on. You know what? It's the smart people who come to recognize that we all need a Savior. Amen? When you're deceived and when you're comfortable with the way you are, you don't realize that you need a Savior. But as life chips away at us and kind of breaks us down, because there is nobody in their own strength that can do life well without God. So it is one of the strongest, one of the most intelligent things that people do when they fall on their knees and they say, God, I'm a mess. I need help. I have nowhere else to turn. And if you've done that in your life, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Because the freedom that comes after that, you're like, whoa, I would never go back to any of that when I can have Him, His victory, His joy, His life. So indeed, God's not dead. He's surely alive in us. Amen. Sing it.
Explode and bring the dead to life. Love so bold to see a revolution somehow. Let love explode and bring the dead to life. Love so to bring a revolution somehow. Now I'm lost in your freedom, and this world I'll overcome. dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. He's roaring, he's roaring, he's roaring like a lion. Never arise and make the darkness hide. If faith is dead, we need a resurrection somehow. Now I'm lost in your freedom. In this world, I'm overcome. My God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. He's roaring, he's roaring like a lion.
Shake the ground with the sound of revival. Let heaven roar and fire fall. Come shake the ground with the sound of revival. Let heaven roar and fire fall. Shake the ground with the sound of revival.
My God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God's not dead, he's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. He's roaring, he's roaring, he's roaring like a lion. He's roaring, he's roaring, he's roaring like a lion. Roaring like a lion.
If you believe it, give him a shout. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Test 1, 2, 1, 2. Is it coming through? It's on. Mine is. I didn't hear.
Hello. Hello.
Test 1, 2.
A long time ago in the town of Bethlehem, a Savior was born, which is Christ the Lord.
Wait a minute. What are you doing here?
What do you mean, what am I doing? We're doing the Christmas play. You know that. What's wrong with you? Look around you. Everyone's here. Our parents are even here. Hi, Mom.
Well, you see, I've been thinking, and I'm not sure if I believe it all or not.
What? Are you kidding me? Don't believe what?
I don't know if I believe it in the Christmas story.
Oh, man.
Well, when I was little, younger, I believed in Santa Claus, and you know what happened there.
Oh, man, this is worse than I thought.
It's supposed to help.
Wait, I've had an epitome.
You mean epiphany?
Whatever. I'm thinking, I'll tell you the Christmas story, and then you can decide whether you believe it or not. But whether you believe it or not, it is true. And because it's true, no one can ever take that away from you.
All right, if you think it'll help. Thanks.
A while back, over 2,000 years ago, there was a young woman named Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Mary lived in a town called Nazareth. The town is still there. You can go visit today if you want.
Oh, okay.
Mary was promised to be married to a man named Joseph, who lived there too.
Aw, how sweet! A love story!
Quiet! One day, an angel from God came and talked to Mary.
Now see, right there, an angel on earth here talking to some girl named Mary. I mean, there is no archaeological proof of that.
Did you have breakfast this morning?
Yes, cereal.
Do you have archaeological proof of that?
No.
My point exactly. So this angel tells Mary that God had a very special plan and that she has been chosen to be a part of it. At first, Mary was scared and confused, but the angel soon put her fears to ease.
Hey, Mary! Oh, sorry, don't be afraid. I have good news. You're going to have a baby. He's going to be called Jesus, and he'll be the Son of God.
Now, Joseph wasn't sure what to do when he heard that Mary was going to have a baby. So, one night while he was asleep, the angel of God came and talked to Joseph, too.
Oh, no. Not this guy again. Do Didn't you have anyone else who wanted to play in it, Angel?
Shh! The angel's gonna talk.
Hey, Joseph!
And so, that's just what he did.
Hi, Mary! I don't know.
Here, you read a while.
Why?
Because my mouth is tired. I've been talking all night.
Well, that's for sure. Where'd you leave off? Oh, here it is. In those days, little Caesar Augustus said that everyone had to go to their hometown to be counted.
Everyone go to your hometown so I can count you.
So Mary and Joseph went to Joseph's hometown of Bethlehem. Hey, is this almost over? Because I'm getting hungry. Do you have any cookies?
No, I don't have any cookies. But maybe I will get you one later. Now read.
There were lots of other people there, too. There were so many people, in fact, that there was no room for them in the inn. So they stayed in the stable, which was a place where animals stayed warm and dry. There was a cow, a sheep, and a chicken there. While they were there, baby Jesus was born, and Mary took him and wrapped him up warm and laid him in the manger. Psst! Hi, Mary! I don't know, but that's a very pretty baby you have there.
That night, there were some shepherds out in the fields, watching over their flocks of sheep.
And all of a sudden, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and they were really scared. Don't tell me. Not, oh no.
Don't be afraid, for I bring good news. Jesus is born in Bethlehem. He is the Savior for all peoples. You'll find him laying in a manger.
And all of a sudden, there were lots of angels saying,
Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill to men.
And then the angels left. I said, and then the angels left.
So the shepherds hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was laying in the manger.
Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all of the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Well, that's that. What a nice Christmas story.
Hey, hold it. What happens next?
Oh, you don't want to know.
Yes, I do. What happened to Mary? What happened to the baby? How am I supposed to believe in the Christmas story if I don't know what happened?
Are you sure you want to know?
Yes!
Careful. Wanting to know is the first step to believing.
All right. I want to know. Tell me.
Well, okay. We'll read together. You start.
Not too far away lived King Herod. He was king of the whole area where Mary and Joseph were living. Hey, why don't I like him?
Because you have good taste.
Hey, who are those guys?
There were some wise men that came to Jerusalem looking for the newly born king of the Jews. They went to King Herod and asked where the new baby was. Herod called the Jewish leaders and asked them,
wait a minute. I don't like this. Herod means to hurt them.
It'll be okay.
No, it won't. We've got to do something. We've got to warn them.
There's nothing to do. Do you want to hear the rest of the story or not?
I don't know. Yes.
Okay, then. Let's read. So the wise men went and found baby Jesus by following his star. And they worshipped him.
Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh.
But King Herod didn't really want to worship baby Jesus. He wanted to kill him.
I knew it!
However, the wise men were warned by God about this, so they went home another way.
Another way? You mean they didn't go back to Herod? They're safe?
Yes!
Well, not quite.
What? Well, hurry up. Keep reading. Here, let me do it. When the king found out that he was tricked, he was really mad.
I'm really mad. Why did you trick me?
So King Herod sent his soldiers to go and kill all the little male babies in Bethlehem who were 2 years old and younger.
Go kill all the male babies in Bethlehem who were 2 years old.
But God warned Joseph in a dream to...
Oh, no. You're kidding me. Not again.
Get out of there! Escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for he's going to search for the child to kill him.
And so, Joseph and Mary and the little baby Jesus went to Egypt, and they stayed there until the evil king Herod died.
Yes! They made it! They're safe! The baby's safe! That is the greatest story ever. That is the coolest angel aunt I've ever seen. Good work, Angel. So, is that the end?
Well, almost. Later, Joseph was visited by an angel and told that Herod had died.
He's dead. You can come back now.
So Joseph and Mary and the young child Jesus moved back from Egypt to their hometown of Nazareth. And there's a very happy ending. Jesus grew up, lived a sinless life, taught about God who was his father, and later paid the price for the sins of the world. And now, all those who believe in him will have eternal life. So the question's the same one Mary's been asking you this whole time.
Do you believe yet? Do I believe?
Yes, you know, I think I do.
I really do! I do believe, you know. I think it was that angel. He really did bring good news worth believing in.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Gotta turn this off.